Thank you for tuning in to the Helium Radio Network. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show.
Welcome to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center in downtown St. Petersburg. Today we have myself, Lena Roberts, and my husband,
Scott Roberts,
and
Catherine White.
Catherine White, who's also a massage therapist here with us. Catherine, can you tell us a little bit about you?
Yeah, well, you want to know about my history in massage?
Yeah.
Okay,
go before massage.
Before massage,
yeah,
okay. Before massage, I was born and raised here in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, you're a real native.
Yeah, I am. I'm a real native. And I went to culinary school, college, and hospitality management, and I was in that industry for years. So basically, I massaged people from the inside out at that point with my food and that kind of thing. A great love of mine. And then about... I guess it was in the 90s, I'd always been interested in massage therapy, so about in that time, I decided to go to school in Nashville, Tennessee, and get my massage license. So I started out in a school there and finished there and came back to Florida, which then I went back to school, because that's kind of how the state makes you do it, and went to school at Bach Tea, which was in Clearwater.
Uh-huh.
Big difference between the two is the one in Nashville was a Vanderbilt hospital, kind of there were some people involved in the hospital there, and so it was more of a Western modality teaching. And then when I came back here and went to Bach Tea, that was more Eastern modalities.
Right.
So it was, at least since I had to redo schooling to be Florida licensed, I was able to learn some new different techniques. And
I know you loved massage therapy school.
Oh, yeah. I never wanted to leave. Yeah. It is a wonderful experience, definitely. I would recommend it to people who are serious about wanting to help others in this field. I was always interested in the medical field, but was never too much about dealing with the blood and such that came with that. So massage made sense to me.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So tell us about where you have practiced at before here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been practicing now for 23 years, I guess, altogether. So I started out in St. Petersburg at a small spa, a family-owned place, and right off of Central, next to the Earth Origins, I think it's called, a health food store.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I went to Pennsylvania, and I had a practice up in Pennsylvania. I started out in a chiropractor's office, worked there for a couple years, and then went on my own, and then came back here, and I worked out on the beaches I was pretty much raised on the beaches, so I went out to the beach and worked out there for, 9 years, 10 years, I hate to count all those. Anyway, and then just a couple years ago, the slower season of the beaches, I decided to come downtown St. Pete, where everything is shucking and jiving, as they say.
Yes.
In the old world.
It's growing real fast down here.
Yeah. So I decided I wanted to, and it's a different energy down here than the beach.
Absolutely.
So I really like the combination of the two. So, you know, I looked for my place, my home in downtown St. Pete, and found it here with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. So love it.
Thank you. What changes have you seen over those 20 plus years of being in massage therapy? What do you think's different?
Oh, so much. First of all, I don't think the respect was in the industry It was, I don't believe that we were getting the respect back in the day. I think a lot of people thought that massage was more like something you get on a cruise ship or a hotel, and I'm not putting that down at all. But it, those are more relaxation, kind of vacation type things. And I believe the industry has moved very much towards therapeutic work, where we are working with people who have serious needs. You know, my clients are burn victims and stroke victims and, you know, people who have real health issues. And I believe that the medical world has started really respecting what we do. They send us a lot of clients. And they know that kind of working both with the medical world as well as the holistic world, the combination of the two is really starting to be understood by the medical world in my eyes.
I agree. I've seen that change.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that change over the past 5 years dramatically.
Hugely. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed, definitely. And I think the insurance issues that are happening in this country and the way the insurance companies are having such a hold on the medical world, you know, the doctors' hands are kind of tied. They can only do so much with what, you know, the industry allows for them in the time that they're given.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're embracing us, massage as therapeutic massage workers, as part of how to help them out. I certainly know the chiropractors definitely love the incorporation of having massage before, you know, an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
If you are getting chiropractic care and you get a therapeutic massage previous to that, your chiropractor can just do so much more in that adjustment, and it's you know
hold better.
Yep, and it lasts longer. The adjustment will last longer, and it makes sense. The muscles are around the skeletal body. If you don't soften those tissues and, you know, give them the leeway and the ability to glide, then the adjustment's not going to hold.
Right.
Yeah.
I think one of the big things that contributes to that is the fact that the chiropractor industry as a whole really had to fight that battle with the medical community themselves to be accepted as doctors mm-hmm. of chiropractic, you know, and that's what they are now, as DCs. But prior to that, and you know, they really were not respected either. They weren't accepted as part of that community. So their success in that battle, I think, helped open up the doors for us to be a little bit more acknowledged and accepted as far as care goes.
Mm-hmm.
Something else I've noticed a change in as far as that goes is chiropractic care is becoming much more specialized.
Right.
And you have your different types, much like doctors are. You know,
yes.
So they're more specialized in what kind of chiropractic care they are working. Are they doing neurological chiropractic care? You know, are they working a whole body system of body, mind, spirit, which includes, you know, the nutritional part of things? And, you know, I mean, it's all incorporated mm-hmm. together, and we have to look at all those things.
And that's what I like about us, is that we have specialized mm-hmm. in therapeutic. Yes, we have we can do other massages, but we do specialize in therapeutic mm-hmm. massage here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, yeah. Earlier you were talking about the fact that you'd gone to school up in Tennessee, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you came here to Florida, you had to go to school again. And the differences between the two being more Western and Eastern.
Yeah.
That probably gives you a little bit of a unique approach in your sessions. Can you talk to us a little bit about how that gets incorporated?
Yeah, sure. You know, the Eastern modality care has been around for thousands and thousands of years. We as a nation have always been a little bit behind in the way of the thinking of those modalities. And say the cupping that we do here. Cupping is just a regular home care kit that Germany and different countries use for colds and all kinds of different things. And so, you know, when I say Eastern, I kind of mean a difference is anything on the other side of the pond. you know, the type of thinking and mindset of how this stuff works. I do incorporate energy work, and that's what bhakti actually means. Bhakti basically is a practice and mindset of slow, intentional pressure that is, you know, there's very slow movement in my work so that I can feel what's going on under my hands. As opposed to a Swedish-type massage where people are moving a little faster, longer strokes, head-to-toe strokes, that kind of thing. And that's the Eastern thought process. I am not... some of the Eastern modalities believe in some serious, serious pressure at acupressure points and at in that kind of thought process. I don't believe in crushing people, but I do have a very solid pressure. I mean,
firm pressure.
Yeah, I am not the real light. So if you're looking for something really, really light, I can do that, but that's not really what my practice is. You know, that's not my gift, I would say.
And I agree with that. Mm-hmm. That her, when you come in and say, just give me a Catherine massage, you will be wowed, but you will be surprised at how fluid she is at that deep of a level.
Yeah. 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 I kind of wait to listen to what the muscle is needing, the person's muscle. And, of course, I ask them, please let's keep the communication open. Definitely, if there's too much pressure, say so. I have not really had many people come into my room who haven't said, no, I would like the pressure. And they are, and they're, we're right on the same channel together.
Except for me.
Yeah.
You are a little bit of a unique.
Yeah, she is a unique character, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Everybody's
that's
different.
Right. That's right. And there are people for people.
And we love all of our clients, regardless of what their needs are. Mm-hmm. One of the benefits of being here at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center is we do have such a wide variety of therapists, and one of the seven of us can definitely meet those needs. We're going to take a quick little break. We sure appreciate you joining the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. Please, if you're inspired to schedule an appointment with Catherine after hearing a few things about her and some of her ideas and her practices, please give us a call at 727-822-8866 and schedule an appointment. We'll be back soon.
Hey, Eric Rimmel here, producer of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, and I'm here today to tell you about the amazing folks at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. Not only am I a producer of the show, but I'm also a client. Their staff of therapists are truly the best at what they do. Now is your chance to check them out for yourself. Go to their website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com, and click Book Now, or give them a call at 727-822-8866. Use the promo code RADIO and get $15 off your first visit. Yes, you heard me right, $15 off your first visit. Now, this is just for a limited time, and make sure to tell them that you heard about it on heliumradio.com.
Welcome back to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast in downtown St. Petersburg at the Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. We are joined today by Catherine White. My name is Scott Roberts and my wife,
Lena Roberts.
We're glad that you're joining us today. So before the break, we were able to find out a little bit more about Catherine and some of your training and ideas and views on massage therapy in the industry. Now I think it would be a good idea for us to have the two of you talk more about reflexology and some of the things that you guys are learning and how that might play a part in your sessions with your clients going forward.
Sounds great.
Well, I started the reflexology training with Sam Bellier at the Foot Whisperer in Tampa, the Foot Whisperer Institute in Tampa, last January. And I joined it because I felt like, and I continue to feel this way, that I knew a lot of things whenever I was working with someone, whenever I was performing massage on someone. I could tell a lot of things about what was going on with them. I had nothing to back it up. And I always felt very uncomfortable telling someone that, you know, you are really, really stressed. And they're like, yeah, I know that. Tell me something new. You know, and now I can say your body is reacting to stress in XYZ. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is what we can do to help alleviate that. And I felt like that with reflexology is really explaining that to me to where I can explain it more to my clients. Why did you join?
Your excitement, for one.
Yes.
I had done reflexology training, 20-ish years ago. And reflexology was a little different the way it was trained back in the day. It was taught with a lot of pressure implied on the person's feet when you're actually doing the work. It was kind of a mindset that if you found something, you needed to really apply some seriously deep pressure. And I don't know that that's overall what everyone believes, but that was the way I was trained. And I wasn't getting great responses from it, as I didn't really love it myself when it was being done to me. So it kind of went off and I didn't pursue it. When you started your training and you were talking about it, and it started bringing stuff into my memory about the training and just how foot reading works. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the difference. This is a reading as opposed to address pressure, push pressure, make change situation. This is more
push
of
button,
a
push button, fix issue.
Yeah, exactly. We're not fixers.
Right.
Right. So what it does is what I've learned in the few months that I've been in it, I think I'm on my fifth month now, is that it incorporates what we're doing in the body. And when we start to see how what's we see in the foot is actually going on in the person's body and the connection, it's kind of mind-blowing, you
is.
Know? And I know our clients, when we talk to them about it, and they're like, wow, you know, yes, I have been dealing with that. The whole mind, the whole idea about the emotions and what's going on, you know, like in your emotional world as well, as far as stress goes, as far as, you know, whether, you know, you might be dealing with the death of somebody or something like that. It really does correlate. It physically changes the body.
It does.
Yeah.
Emotions are so
important.
We are emotional beings.
Right.
And I think for a long time that emotions were something that you had to control.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Push them down.
Yes. You had to control them.
Yeah.
And now, through the reflexology training, I really am seeing that you can read it and you can. Emotions control
mm-hmm.
a lot of us human beings out there, me being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And reflexology really helps me know, okay, not only is my emotions going haywire on this, but my body is going haywire also.
Yeah. And I think when we started really delving into hormones and, you know, to me, hormones are like the big picture of what is going on in your body and whether you're excreting too much of a hormone, not enough of a hormone. And, you know, and that affects those emotions, that affects the physical body, the mental body, all of the health. That's what really interests me, because I think all of us know we are hormonal beasts, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we can't explain why we're feeling or why we're sweating or why we're freezing or why we're angry and it's usually having to do with something not hormonally being balanced. And the reflexology is about helping to balance hormones
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. That really interests me. I'm very interested as well. I have several clients, a lot of clients who come in and talk to me about their children and the stress they're under in school and stuff. And I think we all know what I'm referring to is the way things have gone with schools and the fear that children are carrying. And I saw reflexology as a gateway to being able to bring some relaxation and care to younger people who were not comfortable with coming into a room and taking their clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
Or their parents weren't comfortable with that behind a closed door.
Right.
Reflexology, we can do all of this work for them, and it's on their feet and hands and ears and face, and it's not invasive at all. And so I really want to start working towards the direction of helping middle school age kids,
yeah,
you know, and up.
Absolutely,
and what we can do with them.
We really we have an opportunity now to, mm-hmm, take massage therapy, reflexology, the power of touch
to another level. Yeah.
So you guys have hit on a couple of very interesting points. I know my view of reflexology has always been, like you've said, the push button fix issue, and there's all these wonderful maps, and you know, Sam in his teaching still uses these different maps, and I think he's created some of his own, mm-hmm, variations of those maps. Definitely much more of a reading aspect as far as being able to tell different things. I think each of you have had a couple of clients that have had some health issues that were not soft tissue, muscle related, that you guys have been able to then refer them to a medical professional to check on what you felt in that foot reading. Isn't that right?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just...
So what are some of those examples, without naming names or anything? What kind of conditions have you...
I will tell you that I have found urinary tract infections going on in my clients by me touching their feet, seeing the red areas, and going, you know, this is the bladder here. If you've been having any problems, oh my gosh, yes, I am leaving here to go to the doctor. I think I have a urinary tract infection. I have been on antibiotics. It's a chronic issue for me. It is very common to see the bladder infections. That's what I think I...
And didn't one of your clients have a heart issue as well that you were able to ascertain through reflexology?
I had, we've had two clients. One, I kept saying through the reflexology session that all the cardiac markers are
present
here. He had swelling around the ankles. He was just all the cardiac markers. And I kept saying, you need to drink more water. I'm drinking like a gallon of water a day. You need to be more active. I walk 3 miles a day, and on the weekends I do 7. I mean, so this man was doing everything, quote, that you were supposed to do, but his body was not reacting. Mm-hmm. Within 12 hours of having that reflexology session, he had a heart attack. And it was me saying, I mean, I had to say, okay, I didn't do anything to cause this, but the body was screaming, saying, this is what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to read that.
Mm-hmm.
The one sitting in front of you today, Scott, I have these, he was my guinea pig whenever I first started in reflexology in January. So I have all these pictures of his feet, because I was taking pictures of all of his hands and feet and ears and everything. And so it's really great to be able to look back through those months preceding up to his aneurysm and open heart surgery and pig's valve replacement and aortic replacement. But to be able to see what led up to it and then watching him recover from, mm-hmm, it has been amazing, just on a reflexology standpoint.
Yeah.
Have you had any really neat experiences?
You know, listening to what you all are saying, that stuff is amazing. I do want to... put out there, though, this is not a type of we tell the future.
No.
We're not. It's nothing having to do with I'm going to go see these ladies. They seem to know whether my health is going to be good or not. I don't want you to misconstrue that, because it can be misconstrued that way. We merely see color change, temperature change, pox in the skin, things that actually will just let us know that there's something to look at, there's something to be aware of, something for us to talk about, like what are you eating, how are you, what is your dietary scenario, what kind of stress are you under. I know that I have found in my own personal been able to work with people dealing with digestion, reflex, that kind of thing, and
yes,
helping with that area of people, as well as, you know, their intestinal areas. There's a lot, you know, a lot of us are dealing with all these kinds of things, and most everything is stress related.
How many times afterwards do you have clients that say, I had the greatest poop after that reflexology session?
I haven't run into that yet.
Oh, I get that. I get that quite a bit. And it is the end.
Yeah, you're getting things to move.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right. That's well, fun. We are running out of time. We might run just a little bit long today, but this is some very intriguing and interesting stuff. And I don't know about the rest of you, but if you're as intrigued and interested in finding out more about Catherine and reflexology, please go to our website at www.peacefulwarriorswellness.com. Give us a call at 727-822-8866 to schedule an appointment with Catherine, and be able to learn much more about what it is that she does and how she does it. The jury is still out on whether or not these two ladies are witches or not, because they
they are
pretty intuitive. But
I'm the good witch.
The good witch, yes. Both of them are. They're fantastic, so we love having them here. Thank you again for joining us at the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Helium Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Helium Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by producers, writers, and editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of Helium Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.